414.
Welcome to America Tonight, folks. This is Kate Delaney. Want to catch the buzz? Jump on this overnight highway with us. And you're welcome to throw in your two cents, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Let's face it, I know a bunch of you are couch potatoes and probably left an indent in the couch from watching, well, football all day long. If you did, you saw that Eagles quarterback Michael Vick left the game eventually, had a broken hand. Ugh. But who... I know. Who cares about Vick's broken hand unless you picked him in some kind of pool you were in? But our week three pool was the Patriots and the Bills. Did anybody nail the score? We're going to tell you at the tail end of the hour. So how's that for a tease? You're going to have to wait to see if anybody walked away with the goodies. Of course, it's just like lottery tickets. If you have them, you know if you have the numbers or not. So are we going to drop the balloons and confetti virtually on top of someone's head? You'll have to wait and find out. I will tell you this, a real shocker, New England lost that one. The Bills won. Now, the Bills have been playing some great football. So I think a lot of us that gave our scoring guesses did give some respect to Buffalo. But not too many people actually thought they were going to pull it out. And sure enough, they did. We'll get to that. But before we go there, a couple of interesting things. One, the freed hikers decided that they were going to lash out at Iran. And so they should. Because now they're, after all the nonsense and crap that they had to read and say while they were incarcerated in the worst prison in the world for 2 years, now they're back on our soil, so let's hear the story. Tell us what happened. Also, crazy deal on this bake sale that's caused some controversy. What would be controversial about a bake sale? I don't know, paying too much for the pies that you picked up? A crappy pie? I'm thinking of all the bake sales that I went to when I was a kid. You know, churches are always throwing them. Schools are always throwing them. Neighborhoods are throwing them. Boy Scouts are throwing them. Girl Scouts are throwing them. That's how you raise money. So what is the controversy over this bake sale? We'll get to that, too. Probably the biggest thing to come out of the weekend, I think one of them anyway, and it's, you know, politics as usual, and we're going to let you hear the daily slap. That's coming up in a second. But before we get to that, probably one of the biggest things that happened over the weekend is 60 Minutes breaking news once again. And how do they break news? Well, Scott Pelley did an interview with the commish, Ray Kelly. And the commissioner didn't tell him everything. I mean, he didn't open the locker and show him everything that New York had in its arsenal to combat terrorism. But he did say a couple of interesting things, including the fact that if something was going on and they had to bring down a plane, if the city of New York, forget the feds, forget the military, all that, if the city of New York had to bring down a plane, they could do it. How about that? Plus, the cops walking the beat, many of them, all around Lower Manhattan or anywhere on the island for that matter, or the cops that are patrolling, looking for things on ships, they all have nuclear devices, nuclear detection devices, where they're so sharp, so good on these boats, they've pulled over certain vessels and found out that the reason that the detection device went off was because somebody just had surgery. So it was all of that, you know, all the x-rays, all that stuff that was the radiation that was coming out of their body. That's kind of frightening in a couple of different ways, isn't it? But how about that? The city of New York can take down a plane if they had to. I'd say the safest place to be might actually be in New York City. And having just come back from there, I noticed there were a ton of police officers around the Brooklyn Bridge, because I walked the bridge around Wall Street. I was in the Wall Street area, And there have been protests there, for one, but it's not so much about that. It's that they have that many more eyes and ears that speak all different languages walking the beat. So you have to say the commissioner is taking the ball and running with it, I guess. And I wonder if there are other big cities that are trying to adopt some of the same policies. All right, the Daily Slap, because, you know, we couldn't start a show without somebody calling somebody out. This time, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and it's not necessarily a surprise because, of course, it's Democrats against the Republicans, right? It's just like watching football. You got the two teams. This is why I want the third team. But Schultz, in talking about the elections, says, look, the economy is going in the right direction. Are you paying attention to where we are? And I'm thinking, maybe in parts of Florida, I don't know, in Boca Raton, it's always going in the right direction because the people are rich. Or in parts of Miami, which that's the areas that she represents. But the rest of the country, we have our pockets of people who are making it, so to speak. But we have the middle class that is getting crunched. And then you could not make statements without taking the obligatory slap at the GOP. And she did just that. Take a listen.
They're all the same. This will be a very stark contrast. They are all embracing and bear-hugging the Tea Party, moving to the right. They can't move to the right far enough. We're no longer dropping like a rock. Now we are moving forward. We've had 18 straight months of job growth, added 2.4 million jobs to the private sector.
All right. What are those jobs, though? That would be my question. And that's the question I think that most Americans keep asking themselves. What jobs are they talking about? I just saw something today where they'd done a study on people looking for work, and the problem for some people was the fact that they had been out of work so long. Well, that seems obvious. So, you know, they say it's easier to get a job when you have a job. So when people are applying and their company downsized or for whatever reason they haven't had a job and haven't been able to get one, they go out, they're honest, they have their references or their resume or whatever, and they start to go through the interview process, and they're quickly weeded out. And it's not ageism or sexism or any of that kind of stuff. It's workism. You're not working, and you haven't been working for what? 2 years? Well, we aren't going to say that to you, but we don't want you because you haven't been working. So what do you do when you're in that particular situation, which I think a lot of Americans find themselves in? And the answer is people are lying all over the place in their resume if they can get away with it because they have to say they're doing something. What do you say? Listen, I'm spending 8 hours a day trying to find a job. That's the truth. How about that? You just write in there looking for a job, 8 hours. What's the pay? It's a grind. Ooh. All right. Coming up later this hour, I'm going to tell you about that bake sale and why so many people are up in arms over that. And also, as I mentioned, we'll let you know if anybody actually nailed the score. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, every Friday morning in our third hour, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You don't have to know anything about football. You call in, tell us what team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. Did anybody do that this week? We're going to let you know. Coming up next, though, it's the Weekly Rewind. Great interview with an anti-marijuana doctor. And why is he against the wacky weed? Pay attention and listen. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
In this version of For Your Health, you're going to be shocked by some of the statistics I'm going to throw out at you right from the get-go. Did you know about 22.6 million Americans aged 12 and older use illicit drugs? They did in 2010. Do you know if we take that number further, that would be nearly 8.9% of the U.S. population? Wow. Medical use is on the rise. We've been talking about that, certainly on this show. What does it all mean? And then we're talking about young adults, 18 to 25. Illicit drugs up from 19.6% in 2008 to 21.5% in 2010. And that doesn't even include, remember all the whole farm party stuff and whatnot that we've talked about. But focusing on the medical abuse in America, as pointed out in a huge government study the other week, a couple of weeks ago. We are so pleased to welcome to the show Dr. Harris Straitner, and what a title he has. He is the regional clinical VP of all the Karen treatment centers, and he's based in New York. Doc, I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
So marijuana use, you're a doctor, so I'm just going to ask you this, and obviously you're dealing with this with the treatment centers. What do you attribute that to?
Well, I think there are a lot of factors. Youngsters, certainly, as the recent Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration SAMHSA survey showed, are using it a tremendous amount. I mean, we're talking about kids who are 12 years or older, and we're just seeing it go up an astronomical rate. And what I attribute it to is the fact that youngsters think this is a safe drug, and it's not. It's a very dangerous drug. The chemical, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, tetrahydrocannabinol, is very dangerous to the brain. It affects brains. As far as we can tell from PET scans and other techniques of looking at the brain develops usually through the age of 25. And youngsters are affecting their executive functioning with marijuana use. you know, decision-making ability, which is associated with the frontal lobe of their brain. Marijuana also has over 400 chemicals in it, and is also a carcinogen. Some studies show it's a stronger carcinogen than the cigarettes. And I think a lot of youngsters whose parents are baby boomers, and we're not blaming parents, but, you know, need to realize that the marijuana that their parents smoked, even though that probably wasn't a good idea, was very different than the marijuana that they're smoking today. Again, the concentration of tetrahydrocannabinol is far greater in today's marijuana, and it has also been shown to be a gateway drug to other drug use. And the scary thing, Kate, that frightens me the most as an addictionologist is that a lot of kids blaze or smoke marijuana before they ingest alcohol. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen kids who have had alcohol poisoning as a result, because marijuana is an antiemetic. It prevents you, you know, it not prevents, but it certainly leans in the direction of helping to prevent you from vomiting. So if you smoke marijuana first and then you drink and you get alcohol poisoning and you're not prone to vomiting because you were smoking marijuana, you're in a lot of trouble. And we see this all the time at Karen treatment centers. I send more youngsters to Karen for marijuana use than any other drug, period. Any other drug, and that's frightening. And I think it's because parents, you know, they say, oh, it's just marijuana.
Sure.
Oh, just experimenting. And what we have to start to press, and I'm, you know, I'm a pretty liberal guy, but what we have to start to press is zero tolerance. When your kids are messing around with their brain, when you've got a drug that can be utilized, that can increase your chances of having schizophrenia if you're genetically predisposed to that illness, then you've got to tell your kids, I don't want you messing around with that. I don't want you using marijuana. It's a hallucinogen. It can cause paranoia. It can cause delusions. It can cause hallucinations. And it can really feed into a lot of youngsters that we see at Karen treatment centers who have co-occurring disorders, things like bipolar disorder, anxiety disorders, you know, generalized anxiety disorder. We see so many kids at Karen treatment center who have what are referred to as co-occurring disorders, schizoaffective disorder, personality disorders, and the marijuana just, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire.
Oh, how sad is that? And I like the fact that you told us that, you know, hey, you're a liberal guy, but, you know, you got to take a look at this and say zero tolerance. Because I know there's people listening that are saying, oh, Kate, what are we talking about this for? It's just a little weed. But it's not just a little weed anymore. As you explained, it's not, you know, it's not your father's marijuana. It's a whole different situation with what you're seeing. Do you think that the fact that we have the legal use of marijuana, medical marijuana, is that also leading some of these kids to say, well, really, we have medical marijuana. It's all over the headlines. It's been voted on in various states. And so how bad can it be?
I mean, I certainly think that it is all over the headlines. I tend to concentrate more on marijuana, you know, as a representative of Karen Treatment Center as a clinician, as just being a dangerous, illicit drug. So I don't focus too much on medical marijuana.
Wow.
It's a tricky area.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I'm a father, and I'm telling you, I'm a very liberal guy. I'm known for something called Care Frontation, where I treat people with dignity and respect. I don't shame or blame them, but I hold youngsters who I send to Karen or who I treat in my practice responsible for dealing with issues. And I got to tell you, my 22-year-old daughter never has smoked marijuana. And if she did, we'd have serious problems because as a scientist, I know it causes damage to the developing brain. I mean, think about that. I'm in the field.
Yeah.
And I'm not in recovery, by the way. Okay, you know, I'm not a recovering alcoholic, but I'm in the field. And I'm telling you as a scientist, I'm telling you as an associate professor at a major medical school, I would be very frightened if my daughter smoked marijuana. I really don't like it. The fact that they're starting to have applications on iPhone teaching kids how to roll marijuana.
Sure.
Is frightening to me. I think that, you know, there are certain companies that better take a real good look at that, because that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. I just think that the thing we have to impress upon our youngsters is that why not experience life straight up and the beauty of life? And this may sound corny, but I believe it in my soul. Straight ahead. Look at the spirituality of life. Look at the beauty of life before you have to go out and get high. You know, there's nothing wrong with going surfing, with getting involved in different sports, with being involved in the arts. You know, my godfather was Dizzy Gillespie, the jazz trumpet player. And I grew up around the jazz world.
Wow.
I'm a jazz musician, and I have a radio show for 23, almost 24 years, which the second half is always jazz. And we always associated, you know, jazz musicians with doing this and doing that. I got to tell you, if I ever touched marijuana, my godfather, God rest his soul, would have broken my head. And that was back then, and I'm in my 50s. It's just not a good way to go. And it also speaks to the fact that youngsters are getting bored, and they're trying to come up with ways to escape. And the sad thing to me, when I send a kid to care and treatment centers, or again in my practice, when I see kids who come in who are really hurting, who are having anxiety disorders and self-medicating with marijuana, and then they get paranoia on top of anxiety. The thing that really, really frightens me is that they don't take the time to discover that this is a great world we live in. And when you were asking me before, what do I think has contributed to the rise that we saw in the SAMHSA study of marijuana use, I think one of the things is what's going on in the world. I think that a lot of kids try to escape. They try to escape financial situations with their parents. They worry about their grades, the increase in a lot of things that go on in the school, the level of work, competition in athletics, etc. And instead, what youngsters need to do, if they really want to lay back and chill, is realize all they have to do is try their best. All they have to do is try to enjoy and realize the joys of this wonderful thing we call life. Every day, one day at a time. We just celebrated the 10th anniversary of September 11th.
Mm.
Celebrated is an ironic word.
I know.
But, you know, Thoreau once said, the past is ashes. Yesterday's over. What we have to inculcate in youngsters is that they need to focus on the moment and to enjoy the moment. And to smoke marijuana is completely blowing the moment and also blowing their future.
Such an excellent conversation. Life straight up. Dr. Harris Strainer, thank you.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Calling all shooters, Obscure.com is your source for targets and head-to-toe tactical gear. This week only, radio listeners save 25% on our exclusive shooting targets. We've got training targets, 3D targets, Zombie Osama, and our exclusive real threat targets. Check them out at Obscure.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout. That's GCN and save 25% on all Obscure targets. Plus, we give away great gear each week. Visit us at Obscure.com. That's OPSGEAR.com or call 888-239-1384.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
After 70 years, it's what he goes there for. Still unlock the door. All those around him criticize and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
We meet again here on America Tonight at the start of another week. Hope you had a great weekend. And take pictures of those images of what you did that was fun over the weekend. Because then if you're having a lousy week, you can just go back into the recesses of your mind and think of those pictures. Or if you have an iPhone, you can just plop up your file and look at the pictures. That'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it? Well, I would have liked to get a shot of this out at Berkeley. You know, you think of Berkeley University and what they're all about, liberal campus, that kind of stuff, right? And at the University of California, now they're in the thick of it, a little bit of a controversy anyway. This is what happened. They decided to do a college fundraiser, and they did a sliding scale on baked goods. And the baked goods, what you had to pay, depended on your gender and the color of your skin, basically. So let me just tell you how it sets up. Because the bake sale is scheduled for this Tuesday. Now, what they're going to do is the baked goods are going to be sold to white men for $2. So you come up for some cookies, $2. Asian guys, $1.50. If you're Latin, course, is California, $1. Black men, 75 cents. Native Americans, 25 cents. All women will get 25% off of any of those prices. And what the campus Republican president said, Sean Lewis, who planned this event, said the pricing structure is there to bring attention to cause people to get a little upset, to think more critically about the kind of policy, what it would do to university admissions. Because here's what the scoop is. And actually, when you hear it, you'll think it's brilliant, or some of you will anyway. What he's saying is, this is about this law that's pending that would let California universities consider race or national origin during the admission process. So you know where I'm going with this. Is it fair or foul? Already in Texas, Rick Perry has given to the kids of people who are in the country illegally, he's given them a huge break on the tuition, you know, basically giving them the tuition, which that's caused a little bit of a backlash for him. And on this show, we've talked about it, and some of you called in and said, listen, I like Rick Perry. I think it's good that he's doing that. He's trying to embrace people who are Latino or Mexican, really, who come over so that everybody can meld into one, and we don't have those problems in Texas. So now in California, it's gone even a step further because they're saying definitely considering race or national origin. That's what they're talking about doing. And it looks like it has a good chance to go through. And if you think about that and you think about the people going into school, and I mean, obviously this is sarcastic and all that stuff, and it's, I'm sure there's going to be some people that are going to be upset by this because they're going to think that, you know, we live in such a PC world that it's a complete slap and rip on anybody of color. But he knew that he would get attention, and he's trying to make headlines to make that point to the legislature that, is this really fair? Why is this fair? And then what some others are saying is that it's already been happening anyway, because they have an institutionalized affirmative action that's going on. So college admissions, they're also saying that we need to be, some of these schools, they need to be more color conscious. God, whatever happened to, why did I take SATs? Whatever happened to, all they cared about was the test scores. And then you know what it was about, if you were well-rounded. Like, I hope you can throw a javelin or hit a golf ball or do some academic decathlon or whatever it is so that you'd have a better chance to get into to school to leapfrog over some people. Now, I think that what would be interesting is, are you also ignoring grades? So, in other words, if somebody comes in and they're a Native American, do they have to have, you know, how much are the requirements equal to others that apply? To me, it seems cockamamie. It seems like there should be a better way to do this, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem like it should just be the best possible students they can get for whatever school this is what they're trying to get, and instead of eeny, meeny, miny, mo, and think of the people that now won't get to get into certain college, and then I guess maybe some of the people that will get to get into colleges. And, you know, the young Republicans obviously are trying to make a point, and they did it creatively. So you got to give them attention to that. They're drawing attention to it and to the squabble in California as to the fact that this is probably going to become a reality. So they're taking slaps for being discriminatory, and at the same time, it's this constant hum in the back that we hear that it seems like there has to be a better way. This is ridiculous, right? Maybe what they need to do is, okay, so you have your students that make the academic requirements, then you have those that are on the bubble, and this is what they should do. Throw all the names into like a bingo-like situation, and have one of those drawings that they have in the city of New York for kids to get into charter schools, and you just pull out the names. Then it doesn't matter if someone's an Indian, if they're Asian, if they're black, if they're Latino, if they're white, whatever. Boom! You just go into the pile. You're going into the lottery. Like so many other things in life, there is a little bit of chance involved here. And if we pick your name, it doesn't matter. If everybody that comes out of here happens to be of one particular color, it's random. It's random. How about that instead? It's like drawing straws. Why not do that? It just seems so bloody unfair. It seems unfair, but now the opposite of what they're saying in Cali is, well, it's unfair the other way. So it's always been unfair. I mean, doesn't it seem like it's slanted toward the white people? So now we've got to go completely to the opposite direction of the ridiculous world and do a complete 360. All right, speaking of 360, and whether or not you think that's fair or foul, here's something that all of you can relate to, all these straw polls. Well, over the weekend, it came out with Florida that Herman Cain surprised Rick Perry. It was really an upset victory, if you want to call it that, in a non-binding straw poll that they're holding all over the place, this one in Florida. And so Perry, who's leading in the polls, felt like he wanted a victory because of the crucial state being Florida, right? And especially after what happened Thursday, because he got just blasted in that debate because he was the target since he has all the numbers in the polls. So the former Godfather's pizza exec, Cain, who was way behind Perry and Mitt Romney, won with 37% of the vote. Perry was second, 15, just ahead of Romney, who had 14. And then you go further down, and then you had the usual cast of characters, Rick Santorum, Ron Paul, Newt Gingrich, John Huntsman, and Michelle Bachmann. Again, this is a non-binding popularity poll. And the only thing is that's significant about it is a candidate can use it and say, look, I did well in the Sunshine State. Look, this is a huge state, that kind of stuff. And that's what Cain obviously will do. But he's so far behind in the straight-up polls that you really... I mean, come on, do you really think Herm Cain is, one, the guy you want in the White House if it were a Republican, and two, can he really win this thing? So a couple of good emails trickled in about the Florida straw poll over the weekend. I just feel compelled to tell you what Dennis McMahon, our pal from Vermont, had to say. He said, Herm Cain is a great guy, but he's no Dwight Eisenhower. The GOP cannot afford to nominate someone with no political or government experience against a guy who didn't have much of a political resume to begin with. This is the biggest job in the world. But Domino's isn't the equivalent, or Godfather is what he meant to say, isn't the equivalent of the being the supreme allied commander. Get it? Yeah, I think I would have to agree with him. And isn't this part of the problem when we're sitting here trying to pick somebody to be the president of the United States? We keep coming back to the same thing, qualifications, qualifications. And what do you want to see in a president? Somebody who can relate to the middle class, somebody who's a straight shooter and says when he makes a mistake, somebody who what? What are we lacking? And the answer is economic means. And so this makes the current president weaker and more vulnerable. But who has the means, has the knowledge, has the real ability to get some of those independent votes to win in 2012? Mitt Romney? Rick Perry? Then you see Herman Cain gets those votes in the straw poll. Obama doesn't think any of the Republicans would do well. And that's not necessarily a surprise. He said the Republicans would cripple America. All right, coming back on the flip side, did anybody win nail the score? We're going to answer that question and attempt to answer a few others. Reasons for you to stay around.
you can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Well, I think it's a little weird to talk about revolution over the themes and memes of corporate-produced and approved music. I'm Tony Yetzer from the Las Vegas. We produced and approved our own recordings on Life Before the Collapse, and then we put it on vinyl because it sounds good. Take care.
Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Flacco going deep, far sideline. He's got Torrey Smith, and he's down the sideline. Hit the accelerator, and he's gone. Touchdown, Torrey Smith, 74 yards on the rookie's first NFL reception.
Way to put an exclamation point on a pass. Wow.
A-Rod alone in the shotgun. Here's the snap. Throws right side. Finley, touchdown! 10-yard touchdown pass. Aaron Rodgers to JerMichael Finley, 26-10.
Michael Bush, the deep back in the offset eye right. Campbell with a toss to Bush. It's a reverse. Flips it to Moore. He runs left at the 30-yard line. Cuts it back up the middle. Gets to the 20. He's loose. 15, 10, 5. Reaches for the goal line. He's in. Touchdown Raiders. Denarius Moore on the reverse. Leaps into the fans in the black hole as the Raiders take the lead back.
Handoff. Matthews skips to the right side, trying to turn the corner. Tippy toe. Yeah. Right to the pylon. He's in. Touchdown, San Diego.
One-on-one in the corner, just a straight outside play.
Manning, he's going to throw. In fact, he dumps it over to Bradshaw at the 15, at the 10, at the 5. Touchdown, Bradshaw game. That's it. That's it. He threw, and the Eagles' defense was totally vulnerable.
Here's McCoy, back to pass, pump fake, going right corner of the end zone, Magic Quad caught it! Touchdown!
He got them both in.
Mohamed Mazikwa with 43 seconds left.
First and 10 from the 13. Mark Ingram gets the call. Mark Ingram on his feet. Mark Ingram inside the five. Mark Ingram scores!
Long count by Newton. He takes short drop. End zone. Olsen made the grab. Did he stay in bounds with it? Yes, got it.
Yes, he did.
Well, he popped for that one. He had a live
linebacker shoving him out of bounds, which you can do, Russell Allen, but still Olsen able to get his 2 feet down.
Spot down, right-footed kick is up, and it is good, and the Detroit Lions come from 20 points down to put a 3-point loss on the Minnesota Vikings, who are winless at 0-3. The final score, Detroit 26, Minnesota 23.
Yeah, it might have been the most brutal game of the weekend. Come on, Vikings. Have some pride. Thank goodness the fine people in Minnesota were smart enough to boo. They should have been booed. So here they are, 0-3. Meanwhile, look at the Lions. The Lions haven't lost a game. The Redskins haven't lost a game. Of course, they're going into Monday night against the Cowboys. The Bills beat the Patriots, and the Packers are undefeated, too. They knocked off Chicago. I don't think the Packers were so much of a surprise, no offense to any of our Chicago fans, because Jay Cutler's not the guy. I mean, he's just not. And that's part of the problem for, I think, the Bears early going here. So week three almost in the books. We'll see what happens Monday night. But what you care about is we do this cool, fun thing called Nail the Score, like I mentioned already. If you've never heard of it, and you'd rather nail a politician, well, we do that all week long. So Nail the Score is completely different. Even if you don't like football, trust me, you will enjoy it. It's only three segments, for goodness sake, and it's in our third hour on Friday morning. The computer randomly picks the game of the week, GCN, sparing no expense, no expense, and they got us a supercomputer. And the supercomputer picks the game of the week. The game of the week was the Bills and the Patriots, which it turned out to be a good game to watch, I guess, from that point of view. But all the games were nail-biters, almost all of them. There were only a few blowouts, really. And in the end, Buffalo came through 34-31. Nobody had that. There were a couple of people that picked Buffalo, like Sam in Connecticut. Boy, he was close. He said 35-27. We had Phil in Missouri, who also picked the Bills, 28-20. Rick, I'm a huge Michelle Bachman fan in Illinois, picked Buffalo, too low, though, 21-13. You had Billy, who picked the Bills, 17-15. And then there were a couple of other people who did as well. But the majority of us picked the Patriots that played the game. I picked the Patriots. I thought the Patriots would win it 38-27. I was obviously wrong. And you heard a lot of those highlights. Just a very unpredictable season in the NFL so far. I mean, not that, you know, any given Sunday is such a trite but true saying. The Bills overcome a 21-0 deficit to beat the Patriots. Just like Detroit comes back and erupts with a win over Minnesota. So for all the betting type of people, it has to be crazy to make these predictions. I'm thinking Vegas, they're probably all over the place if you were to look at any of the lines. And then there was some big news. You have Michael Vick, who leaves the Philly game with a broken hand, and Philly collapses. And not that they were great coming out of the gate anyway, but they certainly had a chance. And the Giants end up winning and beating them 29-16. You had Houston that was looking like they could be undefeated. And suddenly in the end, New Orleans came back when they should. You have Reggie Bush squealing about saying that there was a fake injury. And so that they really shouldn't have won that game, the game he was in. And that game and that final score in that was what? Brownies won that one 17-16. It's crazy. I mean, just a crazy, crazy week. Tennessee, they pulled it out over Denver. What is going on in Denver? Same thing, problem with the quarterback, Kyle Orton. 17-14, that was the final one there. And the Jets on the road. I know there's a lot of people listening to us in California. You are right. Oakland doubles up, not doubles up, puts 10 points between them and the Jets. In the end, it's 34-24. And then San Diego barely gets by Kansas City after they were blown out the week before. You know, here was your one blowout. It was like St. Louis was a peewee team in St. Louis, and Baltimore pounds St. Louis 37-7. Flacco was right on the money, or Flacco. I want to say Flacco in my practicing Spanish style. But Joe Flacco looked good. He had almost 400 yards. Sam Bradford, 166. Matt, you were watching. I was watching a lot of the games today. It was really crazy. I mean, so many games ended with just a three-point difference. Tampa Bay beating Atlanta, 16-13. Seattle beats Arizona in a who-cares game, but 13-10. And then you have Pittsburgh on the Sunday night game, 23-20.
I think that is one of the biggest surprises, too, because the Colts are just awful without Peyton Manning, and they almost beat the Steelers. And then with Baltimore, that Torrey Smith kid, he has zero catches in his NFL career, and his first three touches today, all touchdowns. That's incredible. And then bring it back to my lowly Vikings. Just to put this in perspective, the last time, and I'm relatively young, but I'm not that young. The last time they lost at home to the Lions, I was a freshman in high school.
Oh!
Back in 1997.
You're kidding. I didn't even know that stat. Yeah. Wow. I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't realize how long.
We've
blown
leads of like 17-3, 17-7, and today we're up 20-0. We've been outscored, I think, like 69-6 in the second half of games. It's pretty awful. It's miserable.
Yeah, so what's that about?
I don't know. It's your boy, Donovan McNabb. You can have him back. It's not all on him, but, I mean, it's just it's a lot of negativity going on in this town right now.
Boy, no kidding. And when you're in the hole and you're down three games, not to say you can't climb all the way out of that hole, but it's very tough. You want
only
at least
one team since 1990 has ever made the playoffs after going 0-3, and it was the Bills in, like, 98, I think.
Exactly. I mean, so you got to really claw to even get back into the respect column. And the Vikings aren't in the respect column. They're tossed off to the side for sure. And as Matt said, the Steelers, they're lucky they won that one because the Colts were in that game. They had three turnovers. It's like they were trying to give it to Indianapolis. Here, we want to help you. Here, we want to help you. Here, we want to help you. And Sean Sweezum kicks a 38-yard field goal for that win. That was a clutch moment for the Steelers, but they were not happy with that because it shouldn't have ended that way. And like I said, Michael Vick leaves the game with a broken right hand. That will certainly be a lot of the talk. You never know what's going to happen in the NFL.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
You can't break Tom Brady's arm.
Oh, yes, I can. No more Super Bowls for that pretty boy.